This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Governor Jared Polis says Interstate 70 through Glenwood Canyon will partially reopen this Saturday. Massive mudslides have kept the highway closed for nearly 2 weeks, but Polis says CDOT crews have worked long hours to clear the highway. I-70 will go down to one lane in a few spots in the canyon where extensive repairs are needed, and Polis says any rain could slow the highway reopening. Mesa County's clerk has fired back at the Secretary of State for investigating a possible security breach of local election equipment. CPR's Megan Verley reports that clerk spoke a symposium dedicated to unproven claims of election fraud.
The South Dakota Forum is hosted by MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell, who's continually claimed, without evidence, that the Denver-based voting equipment company Dominion stole the presidential election. At the gathering, Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters claimed the investigation into her office is politically motivated.
When I was on a plane to come see you kind folks and to talk to you out there, guess what they did? They provided a search warrant and raided my office.
Colorado's Secretary of State says someone associated with Peters' office appears to have posted sensitive photos online of Mesa County voting equipment, which is made by Dominion. The local district attorney is also investigating. I'm Megan Verley, CPR News.
The Boulder International Fringe Festival has scheduled full of both in-person and virtual performances that started yesterday. Here's CPR Arts and Culture reporter Monica Castillo.
This year's festival will bring actors outdoors and two screens. The performances include menstruation-themed circus acts, a musical about polyamory, one-person shows, and one-act plays. Some shows will be available to stream beyond Boulder, while others will take place in spots throughout the city. The Fringe Festival will run through August 22nd. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
There's a slight chance for rain tonight along the Front Range, but I wouldn't count on it. Maybe tomorrow, though.